Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Scott Flowers Show, your home for sports, sports highlights, sports recaps, and sports news. On today's show, we're going to be talking about something that you all should do, because it is almost All-Star time, and not just any All-Stars, but the WNBA All-Stars. On July 28th, for the first time, we'll be coming to Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Home of the 2017 WNBA champions, the Minnesota Lynx. And this game should be quite interesting. Because not only is it as the WNBA has several all-time greats, but it is like a higher level of basketball, which can be quite entertaining as the NBA All-Stars or even the Pro Bowl. For starters, here's my top five athletes who will definitely be in the All-Stars. Number one, of course, Maya Moore. Number two, her teammate and league MVP, Sylvia Fowles. Number three is, of course, Brittany Griner. Number four is Diana Taurasi, one of the all-time greats. And number five is a newcomer, Asia Wilson. But this year, it should be quite different, because instead of having a simple East versus West game, they're making it more of like a team-based game. You'll be having the top two vote-getters who will become captains for each team, and then they will draft players accordingly. And the reason you should watch is because the WNBA, don't listen to the haters, it is not awful at all. It's not lame, it's not boring, it's awesome. And it's going to be at one of the better venues in the league, Target Center. And while most people say that the WNBA does not pack its arenas, Target Center has one of the most dedicated fans in all the league. When that place is going and Maya Moore and Sylvia are shooting shots, that place is going to get loud and crazy. Which is one of the reasons why you should watch this year's All-Stars. And of course, you'll also be paying witness to history. Seeing, of course, Diana Taurasi, with one of the better scorers of all time, all-time leading scorer. And then, like I mentioned before, Brittany Griner is just an absolute beast, a dominant, destructive force on defense and offense. Scoring over 20 points per game and averaging nearly 5 blocks per game last season. Just a big physical player. And she can also dunk the ball, which can also get exciting. And of course, Maya Moore is just the great one. Her 3-point shooting is one of the best in the league. And she'll be fun to watch also. And then against Sylvia Fowles. Just a dominant low post player. And another one who I'm guaranteed, like I said before, I guarantee this person will be there is Asia Wilson. Wilson, of course, was the number one pick in this year's draft for the Vegas Aces, who were formerly the San Antonio Stars. She is averaging 17 points per game, 8 rebounds per game, with 55% field goal shooting and 2 blocks per game and 1 steal. She is an electrifying player to watch for. So you have great legends from the past, the present, and the future will be at this year's All-Star Game. It should be fun. I mean, I'm going. I'll be there with my family. We're going to be going to the game. We're going to be watching it, having a good time, being loud. It's going to be a great time. So once again, you should watch the WNBA All-Stars. It's going to be entertainment. More entertaining than the World Wrestling Entertainment of wrestling or football or especially golf. It should be fun. Once again, the WNBA All-Star Game will be held on July 28th. You can watch it on ABC. Tip-off is for 3:30 Eastern Time. Be sure to vote for your favorite players and enjoy the magic. Once again, this has been Scott Flowers for the Scott Flowers Show. Your home for sports, sports highlights, sports news, and sports recaps. See you later.